pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your loving kindness, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy, Father. Oh, God, let the wave of your glory fall upon us tonight, God. God, we come to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, God, and to be thankful unto you and to bless your name. Lord, for you're holy. You're holy tonight, God. And help us, Anna, Huta, Bahanda, help us to Undana, Bakuta, to trust you fully and to obey you, to praise you tonight out of a pure heart, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and mercy, God. Thank you for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, Lord, and thank you for your peace, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray and for the glory of God. Give God some more praise. Come on, give God a... God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Amen. He's so holy. So let's worship him tonight in spirit and truth. The word of God said God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Isn't that right? Amen. If you want to please God, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for him being so good to us and kind and mercy. As Pastor Benema talked about the mercy of God this morning. Amen. The mercy. Amen. We need God's mercy. We need God's love. Amen. Without God, you know, Jesus came. I got a couple of scriptures tonight, but I read them later. Jesus came to the earth to seek and to save the lost, didn't he? Now, Jesus told some of those men that, you know, as he ministered the word of God, he said how that they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Isn't that right? But when Jesus came, everybody was sick. We all were sick, weren't we? Amen. We were all sick. We were all lost. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he went about. The Bible said Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Isn't that right? He did the will of his Father. Jesus didn't come to do his will. Isn't that right? But he came to do the will of God, the will of his Father. And he did a good job. Philip said on one occasion, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficed, or it satisfied us. We want to see the Father. You know what Jesus said to him? I've been so long time with you, and you have not known me? I've been all this time with you. See, Jesus, as he walked the earth before those 12 that he chose 12, didn't he? Hallelujah. And he taught them well. Jesus was, and they depended upon Jesus, didn't they? Amen. You better believe they did. Because you remember one time, Jesus was trying to get a little rest. On the boat, you know, went down and he was asleep. Trying to get some rest. And the storm came up. My Lord. And the boat was just rocking. And I guess water was coming in. And they were afraid. And they went down and say, curse that not, if perish, don't you care? We're about ready to drown up here, and you down here asleep. But Jesus got up, didn't he? And spoke to the wind. Peace be still. And the wind calmed, didn't it? See, Jesus have power, doesn't he? Over all. Hallelujah. But he wants us to believe him, and to love him, and to obey him. We're the children of God tonight. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, the Bible said. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. For we shall see him as he is. Amen. And every man that hath this hope in him, what? Purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have hope tonight in the midst of the chaos. There's a lot of chaos going on tonight, isn't it? A lot of confusion. A lot of upsetness. A lot of sin. But in the midst of all of this, God have a people. Isn't that right? God have a people that love him. And when you really love God, you don't love the world. Isn't that right? Talking about the world system now, you know. When we say the world, talking about the world system. The world system is in the control of the devil, Satan. Satan controlled the world system. Jesus said, if you was of the world would love its own. Isn't that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. But we are not of the world. We are children of God. We are children of the Most High God. Who have a God like unto our God? Who have a God like unto our God? It's none other God is, but just one true God. Yes. Hallelujah. But there are a lot of gods, people, you know, a lot of idol gods, a lot of false gods. Amen. But thank God, we love and we know the true and the living yes. God tonight, don't we? Amen. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. So tonight, let's lift him up. Let's praise him. Let's worship him tonight in spirit and in truth. We want to please the Lord tonight, don't we? You better believe we do. We didn't come out here just to come. We came out here to worship God, to serve God, to obey God. Isn't that right? We came out here tonight to do his will. Hallelujah. And his will is for us to worship and to praise and to honor and magnify his name. He's faithful tonight. Now, Romans 15:4, I've been reading that scripture for a while. Romans 15:4. Hallelujah. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, let me just quote it, was written for our learning. Amen. That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Yes. Amen? Amen. Through patience and comfort of the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Now that we have the New Testament now, don't we? There are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old and 27 in the New. And all of them were inspired by God. Inspired, right. God inspired all the writers to write Amen. What they wrote. So we can depend on the Word of God. The Word of God is holy. This Bible is holy. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Bible is pure. Amen. 66 books. Thank God. And we know all of them came from God. So we can depend on them. Whatsoever thing was written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. And I've got another verse of scripture. Luke 24:44. Luke 24:44. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, saying, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Amen. That all things should be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. All things that were written. Amen? Now, Jesus, let's look at verse 17 here. Verse 17 of Luke 24. For the two men were on their way to Emmaus, a little village called Emmaus. This is after Jesus had been crucified. They were on their way to Emmaus. And as they walked, they were talking. And Jesus just walked up there, began to walk with them. Hallelujah. And they were walking and talking, but they were sad. Let's see what it says here. Verse 17. What does verse 17 say?
He said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another?
Mm-hmm.
That ye walk and are sad.
You're walking and are sad. What are you talking about? What's your communication? Hallelujah. Thank God. These men at this time, they didn't know Jesus had rose from the dead. But Jesus told them, I'm going to rise the third day, didn't he?
Amen.
Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. And he laid it down. Hallelujah. Love held him to the cross, didn't it? Nails couldn't have. Love held him to the cross. Thank God. As Pastor Benjamin brought out to him in the Garden of Gethsemane, he made up his mind, didn't he? Thank God. To do the will of God. He made it up. Hallelujah. So these men were walking and they were sad. And, hallelujah. One of the men's name was Cleophas. And they answered, read it.
And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem?
Are you a stranger? Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem? You don't know the things that have come to pass. Things that just, some things that have happened here, and you don't know about them. Now, see, Jesus, they were talking about Jesus. But see, when they went out there, their eyes were holding. They didn't know him. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, what things? What are you talking about? What things? And they said, they talked about Jesus from Nazareth. How he was a prophet. And we believe he was the one that's going to deliver us. Read. Read that.
What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth.
Uh-huh.
This was a prophet, mighty indeed.
He was a prophet, mighty indeed.
And word before God and all the people.
Yes, he was a prophet, a mighty prophet indeed. All right.
And how?
Yeah. That our chief priests, the chief priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned unto death. Amen. But they were just doing what God was in. It was God's plan. Isn't that right? This was God's plan that they crucify him. Right? That we might live. He died that we might live. But the Bible said if they had known, if the rulers had known who he was, they never would have crucified him. Isn't that right? Because they had no idea. Who he was, did they?
Right.
They didn't know him. Hallelujah. Jesus walked among them. Thank God. Holy and pure and righteous. But he humbled himself, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Jesus was a humble man. Amen. But he didn't play, did he? He was righteous and just and holy. When he came to the Pharisees and Sadducees, he put them in their place. Didn't he? A lot of them didn't accept him. A lot of them didn't believe him. But some of them knew he was right. Didn't that right? Some of them knew he was right, but they was hard-headed and hard-hearted. See why Stephens said to them, ye stiff-necks and uncircumcised of heart and of ears, as your fathers did, so do you. You resist the Holy Ghost just like your fathers did. And they stoned him, didn't they? Thank God. Why? Because he told them the truth. He lived a holy life. He told them the truth. He did the will of God. And they stoned him to death, calling upon the name of the Lord. But this man loved God so much, he told God, don't lay this sin to their charge. Is that right? Don't lay this sin. Don't. Hallelujah. They're ignorant. People are ignorant today, isn't that right? Some of them are. Amen. When it comes to the word of God, when it comes to truth. And some people don't want it. They stop up their ears.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We live in a time when people call evil good.
Come on, brother.
And good evil.
Amen.
Righteousness, unrighteousness, and unrighteousness, righteousness. Isn't that right?
Yes.
We live in a time, my God. We live in a time, thank God, when people love sin. Hallelujah. They love sin. They love sinning. Hallelujah. Same way it was in Jesus' day. On one occasion, Jesus spoke the truth, and they took him to the brow of a hill, didn't they? To cast him off headlong or head first. So we're tired of you. We're tired of all this stuff you're talking about. But what did Jesus do? Pass through their midst and went his way. Isn't that right? He passed through that midst and went his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's God.
Yes.
Amen. He was God with us.
Amen.
Isn't that right? He as he walked the earth, he was God. But he was also man. Isn't that right? He was God, fully God, and fully man. Hallelujah. But after he died on the cross, these men was walking, and they felt like, well, we thought he was going to be the one that would redeem us. But now they've killed him. They've killed him. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say to him here? Hallelujah. Let's read the next verse there. We felt like he was the one that was going to redeem Israel, but now they've killed him, all right? This is the third day, and he said he was going to rise the third day. He said on the third day he's going to get up out of the grave. That's what he said.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus is not a liar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he was saying, God, he did, we can depend on the Lord, can't we? We can depend on him. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our God. He's our Master. This is the third day, and we thought he would deliver Israel. Hallelujah. All right, read.
And certain women also of our company made us astonished.
Yeah, certain women made us astonished from our company.
Which were early at
the sepulchre. Yeah, sepulchre. Now, see, the women, my God, they won the job, weren't they? They won their job. Jesus had died on the cross, you know, and it had been put in the tomb, and they went early. They went to really put spices and things on his body now, didn't they? They went there. But when they got there, what had happened?
I mean, they found not.
Well, that's good. Well, when they got there, my, he had risen.
Yes.
He had risen. Angel said to him, said, why seek ye the dead among the living?
Amen.
He's not here, but he has risen, as he said. He said he's going to rise the third day. He has risen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
He's risen, heavenly saints.
Amen.
When I say risen, y'all say risen indeed, will you? He has risen.
Risen indeed.
He has risen.
Risen indeed.
He has risen.
Risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We know we have, don't we? We know he has risen indeed. Thank God. Hallelujah, thank God. He rose from the dead to die no more. And we, the children of God, we live in a body. And he was living in a fleshly body at first, wasn't he? But when he died, when he rose from the dead, he had a spiritual body. Isn't that right? But thank God, he had that spiritual body. But he still could eat, couldn't he? He did some eating before him. Hallelujah. And when we... Hallelujah. When we get our spiritual body, we'll be able to eat, but not to live. It's not going to sustain us. No. For pleasure. But why did Jesus eat before them? He ate before them because he asked them, have you heard? Now, just read on. Let's go with this. Hallelujah.
When they found out his body.
The women, yeah.
They had also seen a vision of angels.
Mm-hmm.
They said that he was alive.
They said he was alive. See, the women were on the job. Hallelujah.
And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre.
Yes.
He was so as the woman.
Yeah. Peter and John went.
But him, they saw not.
They saw not. They didn't see him, but they saw the vision of angels, but they didn't see Jesus himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus listening to him and talking to these men. Hallelujah. And what did Jesus say to him?
He said unto them, O fools
and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And listen to what Jesus said. To believe all that the prophets have spoken. Have not Christ to have suffered these things
and to enter into his glory?
He had to do it in order to enter into his glory.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He had to suffer. He had to suffer to enter into his glory, and he did. Hallelujah. And he went on down, and he said, these are the words. I'm gonna just go ahead. These are the words which I've spoken unto you while I was yet with you. Verse 44. That all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Concerning me. Now Moses spoke about Jesus, didn't he? Moses said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear. Talking about Jesus. Shall come to pass, all don't hear that prophet, going to be cut off from among the people. Moses was a prophet of God talking about Jesus. And Jesus said, all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets. Now Jeremiah talked about him. Jeremiah called him the branch. Isaiah talked about Jesus, didn't he? Amen. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice forever. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The prophets talked about Jesus. Amen. And Jesus said, all things was written shall be. Hallelujah. Thank God. And the prophets. And the Psalms concerning me. David talked about him, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yeah. He leadeth me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comforted me. Yeah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that right? Amen. That's what David said about him. Thank God. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd tonight? Amen. Is he your shepherd tonight? Amen. Is he your king tonight? Amen. Is he your savior tonight? Amen. Thank God. But give him some praise then. Amen. Give God some praise. Because God is faithful. And he Oh God. Hallelujah. All things is written in the law of Moses and the prophet and the Psalms concerning me. All things, hallelujah, be fulfilled. That's what Jesus said to him. Hallelujah. All things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. The prophets wrote about him, didn't they? They wrote about him. Thank God. The word of God is being fulfilled. So much that has been fulfilled, and there's still some more that's going to be. Every word. Jesus said, not one jot or tittle shall fail from the law. Shall all be fulfilled? Didn't he say that? Yes. We know Jesus couldn't lie. He couldn't fail. He didn't make no mistakes. Everything he said is true. And saints of God, let's hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Yes. Build your hopes on things eternal. Isn't that right? Yes. Because the things that are seen, everything we see is temporal or temporary. Isn't that right? It's going to go away. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Isn't that right? Things that are not seen are eternal. Thank God. That's the reason why while we're here on this earth, the Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The Apostle Paul gave all he had to serve God. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believe, unto the Jew first and also to the Greeks. Amen. The gospel, the word of God, the truth of God's word. And see, the word of God will save. People get saved and hear the word of God and believe it once and obey it. If they believe in God, the word of God, and obey it, they'll get saved. Amen. Some people teach that since Jesus died on the cross, everybody's saved. Gonna be saved. Everybody is saved. No, everybody's not saved. Everybody's not saved, are they? You gotta repent. You gotta come to God by faith. Jesus said, Jesus told those unbelieving Jews, you have your father the devil. Isn't that right? And the lust of your father ye shall do. Hallelujah. Amen. So God, everybody's not God's children tonight. Sorry. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. That's a lie the devil hatched up. That's not, well, every lie the devil hatched up is not, none of it's true. Jesus said the devil is a liar and the father of a lie. Amen. Isn't that right? He's a murderer. He's a liar. He's a thief. My God. Hallelujah. And the thief cometh but what? Do what? But to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We have abundant life tonight, don't we? In Jesus Christ. By God, by hearing him, obeying him, doing his will. And thank God for our pastor. My God, a man that's not ashamed of the gospel. That tell the truth. Preach the God, preaching the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. I thank God for Brother Sean. We've heard a lot of good word from him, haven't we? You better believe we have. Thank God. He's a good man. He loved God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's so true. Hallelujah. And it's room at the cross. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? God wants us to love him above all and to love one another. Isn't that right? Amen. And there's plenty of work for us to do in God's vineyard, isn't it? It's plenty of work. Amen. Thank God for the saints of God here. I thank God for you all. I really do. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for that piano player. Amen. He can whip that ivory. I don't know why it's ivory no more, but you know, he know what to do with it. Thank God for that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. God is good tonight, saint. He's good. But whatever was written aforetime, the word of God is true. We can depend on the word of God. And saints, we want to see, so as Brother Sean was saying, how that he was talking about a song. And said, we're going to need that song when the people start coming in from the neighbor. We are. Hallelujah. We're going to need it. Because God is going to... Amen. God's going to bring them in. Yes, he is. We know that, don't we? We know that. We believe in God. We trust in God. And God's going to bring our families. Some of our families coming right in this church. And you know, I pray a lot for Alan and for Matthew. I pray for Brother Venable and his family. And I do. I pray a lot for them. Amen. I want to see Alan come in. Don't y'all want to see Alan come in? You better believe we want to see our families come in into God's kingdom. Amen. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Isn't that right? The kingdom of God. Thank God, the kingdom of God. God is calling tonight. And saints, let's be thankful. Let's be thankful. Let's don't take God's word for granted. Hallelujah, because you know it's possible to take it for granted. The Bible said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you just a hearer of the word, it's like a man that go to a mirror. And he look in the mirror and see how he look. You know how he look while he's standing there. But when he turn and walk away, he forget. If he don't obey the word of God, he forget what man of man he is. Isn't that right? Amen. So, let's take the word of God to heart. Let's obey God. Let's love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And he said, love your neighbor as yourself, didn't he? Amen. That's what he meant. And then he said, love your enemy. And that's going some, isn't it? I'm telling you, boy. It has to be the agape love we have to love our enemy. Isn't that right? Amen. The bleeding. My God, it's hard. It's not easy. So we can't do it in the flesh, though. It's of the spirit. Jesus said, and I love this scripture, it is the spirit that quickeneth, or the spirit that maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Isn't that right? His word's a spirit and life. Thank God. Hallelujah. So we can depend on God. We can depend upon his word. But God is faithful tonight. Give God a hand clap. May God bless you. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, the Old Testament, was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. And we have the New Testament now. My God. Hallelujah. God wants us to be obedient to his word. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Isn't that right? God wants us to be obedient to his word. God is calling for his people to surrender to him. Isn't that right? God wants us to surrender. He wants us to say, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do that. That's where God wants to bring us to that place in him. But we have to walk in the spirit to do that. It's not a fleshly thing. Amen.